It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is certainly a fascinating time to watch the world of real estate. Last 6 months, it's been a seesaw in a lot of ways. Shane Mast here from Oregon Life Homes, and it seems like, Shane, the up and downs just keep on happening.
Exactly. So the last time we talked, rates had finally got under 6 last Friday at 5.99, but I had mentioned the job support also came out that morning, so I was predicting they were going to go up about 0.5%, and it's exactly where we're at. We're at 6.45% in just one week.
Wow.
So they've kind of lost all that. That's where they were at when we started the year in January, so it didn't put us back too far, but we're back down to where we were beginning of January, end of December, as far as rates go.
And how has that impacted folks that are in the midst of trying to do transactions?
Oh, it depends. If you're in the midst of one, if you already have one under contract, you decide when to lock in the rate, you and your lender. So as long as you locked in your rate, they were only down there for like 24 hours, like maybe end of Wednesday, very beginning of Thursday, if you wanted to lock below 6. And then after that job support, they kind of went crazy and not crazy, but just back up another 0.5%, just erased our gains basically for the last 30 days. It hasn't really affected pendings. They're actually still up. There's been 42 pendings just in the last week in Douglas County. So people are still buying, but it's also the combination of prices have gone down a bit. So the rate's not affecting people as much as it was when rates first went up, because prices were also at an all-time high when they first hit the 6s.
As we're kind of working our way towards spring, are you seeing increased interest in buying and selling?
Yeah, there's been definitely more. Our inventory did increase a little bit, but only by like 5 houses. We're up to like 319 active properties for sale, or active homes for sale. That doesn't include bare land. So whatever I talk about, the inventory, I'm talking about properties with a home on them. I was going to talk about, if we had time, a little bit. Oh, here's an interesting stat. So there's been 117 sales, because I've never tracked this before, but I'm starting to track it now. There's been 117 sales so far in Douglas County this year. 41 of those were cash. So that is 35% of all the deals that have closed so far have been cash sales, which tends to happen when the prices go down, because it gives a lot more investors incentive to go out there and they have cash.
Interesting.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, that'll actually be one to follow periodically. That seems a lot higher than I expected.
Yeah, me too, because it's generally about 20 to 25% of your deals are cash. So I'll keep an eye on that for your listeners and for our clients to know what we're competing against when we're writing offers. I thought maybe I'd go over, since winter's about over, talk about maybe some tips for buying in the winter, and specifically this winter.
Sure.
Okay, so there's advantages and disadvantages to buying in the winter. One of the advantages is you get to see the property kind of in its worst light. It's wet. It's you can check to see if, like, you're on a gravel road, what that looks like. If there's any standing water in your yard or under your house, it's very easy to identify, you know, like a leaky roof in, you know, this time of year versus trying to buy in July when, you know, it hasn't rained for months. So those are some advantages. Also, one thing people don't think about when they buy in the summer is sometimes they think they have a very private lot, and then in the winter, when all the leaves fall off the trees, they realize they don't have a private lot, at least half the year. So buying in the winter, you get to see those things that you wouldn't normally see in the spring or summer. So I'd say the disadvantages to buying in winter is there's less houses available. But that's also a positive, because there's also less buyers. So you have less competition when you're looking in the winter, less multiple offer situations. Another disadvantage is days are shorter. So you have less time, less daylight to look at a house in the daytime. And another thing is, a lot of properties in Douglas County, this is probably the biggest disadvantage to buying in the winter, is a lot of, if you're buying a house on a spring, they tend to have a lot of water in the wintertime, whereas and it's all, you know, ground water, surface water. So buying in this winter, sometimes you think you got a lot of water, and come August or September, you got None. So that's something to think about if you're buying a property with a spring is you really got to do a lot of investigating and kind of have to trust there's no way to tell what it's going to do in the winter. Kind of have to trust that seller to disclose, which is required. They have to disclose what the water situation is like. So that one is a little bit risky.
Well, definitely in the world of real estate, due diligence is really important because of the gravity of your most likely biggest investment of your life.
Yeah, for sure. We always recommend getting a home inspection when you buy a house, but especially in the winter. But always, you want to get a home inspection. They run average around $400, but that inspector is going to crawl under the house that you probably wouldn't do. If you might poke your head in there, they're going to crawl around looking for water, looking for leaks, pest and dry rot issues underneath the house, and foundation issues. They go up in the attic. They check all your plumbing and all the stuff that you wouldn't check probably or wouldn't be able to by just a walkthrough. But yeah, due diligence, it could cost you tens of thousands of dollars if you don't get an inspection and you discover later that you have an issue. So that is great advice. You got to get an inspection.
What about if you are thinking about putting your house on the market? What's the top thing to do to get it ready just in terms of first appearances and what people will think when they come to see it?
Yeah, so the fundamentals of selling a house are almost always the same. But right now, because there's less buyers out there, you really want to spruce up, like you said. People are going to do drive-bys, so curb appeal is number one. Actually, curb appeal is number two. You want it to look good and have a good first impression. Number one is pictures. You have to get good, unless you're a professional photographer or a pretty good one, a really good one, you should hire a professional photographer so that the property is shown in its best light online. So it needs to be, a lot of people are taking pictures with their phones still, which the phones are way better than they used to be, but it's not the same as hiring a professional with lighting and angles and wide angle lenses, drone photography and things like that. If you're selling your house, get professional photography because you need a buyer to fall in love with it before they even show up. So that would be the two, curb appeal and pictures.
Well, yeah, and right now, with the online websites and all of that, a lot of people, instead of taking a 10 or 15-minute drive to look at a house, they may rule it out or they may get really interested in a hurry based on the pictures they see.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'd say that's the number one thing right now in our market. And the other thing about, particularly about this winter, I said, so those are the things about selling in winter, but particularly this winter, right now, houses are going for about 4% less than final list price. So you can actually get a deal. It's been a while since you could do that. A $300,000 list price is usually going for about $298,000. So you can get a deal and you can, I've been talking about this a while, but you can usually also get the seller to help you buy your rate down or pay some of your closing costs. I don't know how long that's going to last, but it is the case right now that you don't necessarily have to pay full price and you get some help with your closing costs from the seller.
Wow. What are other things people ought to know as they watch the market right now?
If you're in a one thing that I was just talking to a buyer about yesterday, if they have a specific budget and it's quite low, it's like $230,000. So what they want to look for is properties that are $230,000 if they're just listed, but properties around $250,000 that have been on the market maybe a couple weeks, and now they're thinking about most price drops come 15 to 30 days into the list. You don't want to look at 280 houses with a 230 budget, but you can look slightly above your budget right now, which hasn't been the case for a few years. But that would be a good piece of advice is check those days on market. How long has it been at this price? So even though they might be 10 to 20,000 above your budget, you might be able to get in there and get it for the price that you're qualified for.
So as we wrap up, give folks your web and phone information so they can get in contact with you and your staff.
Sure. You can always visit our website at theoregonlife.com. You can search the entire state of Oregon for properties, put yourself on a search. You can get a free at-home evaluation there. Our phone number is 541-391-4945, and you can always Google Oregon Life Homes.
All right, Shane, thanks for being on this morning.